Hi everyone, welcome to the School for Superheroes.
School? Why do we have to go to school?
Especially since my superpower is to know everything.
Yeah, exactly. We're already superheroes.
It always helps to practice, and we should never stop learning.
So you mean we're going to be tested and stuff?
There are jobs where you need to be tested every year to stay current.
If this is some new requirement, I did not get the memo.
You're not afraid of a little test, are you?
No.
All right then, let's have a review and a few tests, shall we? Send out the first person in need number one.
Help, help. Can anyone help me?
I can save the day. I have extraordinary eyesight.
I can save the day. I can jump, like, really high.
I can save the day. I have a great sense of direction.
I can't find Wolfie.
That's my little sister. And she's talking about her stuffed dog. I can save the day. I'll help find Wolfie for you.
Thank you, sweet here, sister.
Not bad, not bad at all. Let's try another one. Send in the next person in need.
Where is help when you need it? I need some help here.
I can save the day. I have extraordinary hearing.
I can save the day. I can run, like, really fast.
I can save the day. I have a great sense of smell.
I need help setting the table.
That's my dad. I'll save the day. I'll be there as soon as superhero school is finished.
Thank you, dear.
Not bad, not bad at all. Let's have another test, shall we? Send out the next person in need.
Help, help. Can anybody help me?
I can save the day. I have extraordinary balance and I'm extra bendy.
I can save the day. I can swim, like, really far.
I can save the day. I have a great sense of humor.
I hurt my leg and my lawn needs mowing.
That's my neighbor, Mrs. Smith. Hi, Mrs. Smith. I can mow the lawn for you. I'll be there as soon as superhero school is finished.
Oh, thank you so very much. I really appreciate that.
Excellent. Now we will see how you handle the final test. Send out the last person in need.
Can I save your day? Do you need any help?
I want to go to heaven, but I don't know how.
I do not have any superpowers to help with that one.
None of us have the power to do that.
And I kind of forget how that goes. So, what should we do then?
Oh, look, someone else is coming.
What can she do?
Hi, are you okay?
I want to go to heaven, but I don't know how.
Only Jesus can get into heaven. Only Jesus has the power to save your life. Come on, I'll tell you all about it.
You will? You can do that?
All the answers to your questions are found in the Bible. And I actually have some friends who can tell us about the love of Jesus.
Have you heard about Jesus?
What about
him? He's been doing miracles.
What are miracles?
Like making sick people better. I saw Jesus heal a blind man. He couldn't see anything, and now he can see everything.
Are you sure?
My dad saw it happen.
Who was it?
You know Zach?
Oh, him? He can see now.
He can. I just went to visit Zach.
I want to see Jesus.
I wanted to see Jesus.
Me too.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's go visit Zach.
How is that going to help?
Zach can tell us all about how Jesus healed him.
And he can tell us about Jesus.
Did you talk to Zach too?
I did, and people are saying that Jesus is back here in the city.
He is?
I hear Jesus tells really great stories.
I love stories, but I'm sure Jesus is too busy to talk to us.
I heard that Jesus told all the bossy old people to let the children go to him.
Really? Let's go.
Jesus just left.
Oh, and did you guys see him?
I did, and I heard Jesus tell us the story.
Well, what was it? What was it? If we can't hear Jesus tell us a story, you can tell us what he said.
Sure. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field.
Treasure? I want to find some treasure.
Jesus was saying that we should not store up treasures here on earth, where it can be stolen or ruined.
Where should we find and keep the treasure?
In heaven.
Come on, we have to find this treasure.
We miss Jesus again.
It was nice of that person to tell us what Jesus had just said to them. It was like they told us where to find the treasure.
Okay, so let me see if I understand what was said. If we listen to Jesus' words and believe them and believe in Jesus, then our treasure is in heaven.
Yeah, we'll go to heaven to be with him.
Even though we haven't even seen him yet?
Yeah, and we are his disciples if we believe.
I believe, but can we still be Jesus' disciples even if we can't actually follow him?
Oh, good point. And we're only kids, and I have school tomorrow.
Same here, but I'm sure we can still be followers without actually following him wherever he goes.
Yeah, we can follow Jesus in our hearts.
Meanwhile, let's try to learn a little bit more about Jesus. Yay, he's here! Jesus is here again!
Wait up! Stop! Jesus is gone already.
He's gone again? Already?
Yeah, sorry, but I got to see him though.
You got to see Jesus?
He told us a story.
I'd love to hear another story from Jesus.
I can tell you the story.
Okay.
A man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho when robbers attacked him. While he lay dying on the roadside, a priest passed by and saw him, but he went way around.
He didn't want to help him?
No, not at all. He didn't even talk to the man. Then a Levite passed by. He also went way around him.
Oh, the poor man? Who's going to help?
A Samaritan.
But Samaritans don't like us very much because our people are not so nice to them.
Well, the Samaritan not only stopped to help, but he fixed the man's sores and paid for someone to take care of him.
That was really nice.
And Jesus wants us to be that nice to everyone. We are to love God and love our neighbors.
Neighbors? So that means everyone, even the grumpy neighbors?
You are sometimes grumpy. Don't you want people to still be nice to you?
I see your point.
Hey, I just heard that our neighbor down the street is really sick. Let's go over there and see if they need any help.
Good idea.
I can't believe that they killed Jesus.
Mom didn't let me leave the house. Are you sure it really happened?
Yeah, did you feel the big earthquake?
Of course. And it happened right when it got dark. Now I wonder what's gonna happen now.
I heard from one of my dad's friends that Jesus had been telling stories about how he was going to die.
You mean Jesus knew about it? Why did Jesus try to run?
But Jesus also said that after 3 days he was going to rise up from the dead.
Is that possible?
I heard that Jesus raised a man from the dead, and a little girl, and Jesus walked on water, and calmed a storm at sea. Jesus can do anything.
So Jesus is going to be all right. We are going to be all right.
The best way we can all be superheroes is by sharing the love of Jesus with others. You do not have to physically see or hear him to know and follow him. Do you have faith like a little child?